B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start the new perek, the sixth perek in Maseches Brachos, Ketzad Mevarchim, and Brachos Daf Lamed Hei. And this perek primarily discusses Birchas Hanenin, the brachos before and after eating and enjoying this world. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchin al haperis. How do you make a bracha before eating fruits? As follows, al peiros ha'ilon, when it's fruits of a tree, hu oimer, he says, boire pri ha'etz, we're all familiar with that. That we say, bracha to Hashem, who creates the fruits of trees. Chutz min ha'yayin, besides for wine, which is also comes from a fruit on a tree. There's a vineyard, and there's grapes growing on it, we squeeze the grapes, you have wine. So it should also be ha'etz, like the grapes are ha'etz. No. Sh'al ha'yayin hu oimer, boire pri ha'gofen, there's a separate bracha for wine of thanking Hashem for creating the fruits of the vine, of the vineyard, and that's said only for wine, and we'll see in the Gemara why wine is singled out from all the other fruits. Valpiris ha'oretz, the fruits of the land, hu oimer boir pri ha'adoma, if it's fruits of the earth, he makes boir pri ha'adoma. Chutz min ha'pas, besides for bread, which is also comes from wheat or barley, which is fruits that grows in the ground. Sha'ala pas hu oimer hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Pas has its unique bracha of hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz, praising Hashem who gives out bread from the earth. Val ha'yerokis, on vegetables, on greens, hu oimer boir pri adoma, he also says boir pri ha'adoma. Rabbi Yehuda oimer boir minei deshoim, the bracha is, Rabbi Yehuda says that you've got to be much more specific when making your brachas. It's not good enough to say boir pri adoma, you have to specify, and he makes a bracha boir minei deshoim, which is that praising Hashem for creating different types of harbage. And Emet Hashem, will see in the Gemara exactly how the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda argue that the Chachomim have one bracha boir pri adoma. Rabbi Yehuda splits all our adomas into three groups, into boir pri adoma, boir minei deshoim, and boir minei zroim. We'll see that in the Gemara Emir Tzashem. Says the Gemara, Mino hanemili. How do you know bichlal that you have to make a bracha rishoina? Before you eat, you have to make a bracha. The Mishnah starts, the Perek starts, Ketzad Mevarchim. How do you make a bracha? Well, how do you know that you do make a bracha? Says the Gemara, D'tanu Rabbonon, we learnt in a Braisa, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. And the Pasuk actually goes like this. It's talking about the parasha of Revai. We know that fruits, the first 3 years after they're planted, you're not allowed to have any benefit from them. It's called Orla, no Hana. The fourth year is called Ravai, from the term of Ravi, it's the fourth year. And the Pasuk says, Bashana ha-Ravis, yeh kol piryoi kodesh hilulim Lashem. All the fruits are holy and are used for praising Hashem. And we know that the halacha is that the fruits of the fourth year are holy, they have to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat them outside Yerushalayim, you have to redeem their kedusha on some coins, which we're going to learn about soon, and then the kedusha gets transferred onto the coins, and the coins will be used to buy food that will then be eaten in Yerushalayim kedusha, but the original fruits are chulin, have no kedusha, and can be eaten outside Yerushalayim. That's the halacha of Ravai. Now we're going to learn there's a very big machlokes whether the concept of Ravai, the kedusha of the fourth year, is it for any sapling, anything that grows, any fruits, or is it exclusively just for the vineyard called a kerem? The fourth year of the vineyard has the halacha of Ravai that needs to be taken to Yerushalayim. And that's just an introduction to what we're going to see here in this Amud. But for now, the Gemara is pointing out that the Pasuk says that Ubashono Ravies ye kol piryoi kodesh hilulim Lashem. Hilulim is a plural tense of praising. There's a double praise with these fruits. So the Gemara says, Melamid sheteunim bracha lifneim ulachreim. Whereas the first 3 years, you are not allowed to have any benefit from these fruits. The fourth year, now is the first time you're allowed to eat from these fruits. Then there's a double praise. There's a praise before, called bracha rishayna, and a praise after, called bracha achrayna. Mikan Omer Bakiva, from here Bakiva learns, Osur La'odom Shita Im Klum, a person is not allowed to taste anything, Koidim Shivorich, before he makes a bracha. Asks the Gemara, V'hai Koidesh Hilulim, is the word Hilulim that you just quoted in the parasha of Ravai, L'hochi Uda Osa, is it here, Be'emes, to teach us the two brachas, the bracha Rishayna, bracha Achrayna? Hai mi boyele, we need to use the hilulim, the two hillels, the two praises, for something else. Chad, one of the hillels, Do'omar Rachmono Achle v'hodor Achle. If you want to eat these fruits outside Yerushalayim, you first have to redeem the Kedusha. Achle is the lashon of redeeming, of making chulin, and then you can eat it outside Yerushalayim. So that's one hillel. Hillel, the hay and the ches often get interchanged with each other. So we say the first hillel is a lashon of chilul. First you have to redeem and then you can eat it. V'idach, and the second hillel, dovo haton shira ton chilul, v'she'ein ton shira ein ton chilul. The second hillel is to tell us that the only fruits where this pasuk talking about Ravai, the Kedusha of Ravai, applies to is only the fruit which is accompanies hilul, singing, song, shira. And what is this? And this is only wine. The only way, the only fruit on which shira is said is on wine, and therefore is to teach us that the whole parasha of Kedushas Ravai only applies to the grapes. Uktar b'shmul bar nachmeni om rabbi yechanon. Da om rabbi shmul bar nachmeni om rabbi yechanon. Minayin she'en oimrim shira elo al hayayin. The only time you say shira is when the wine was poured on the mizbeach, when the korban was brought. Shenemer, as it says, v'toimer lohem hayayin. The vine said to them, hechdalti, should I withhold as tiroshi my wine, hamasameach Elikim v'anoshim, which gladdens Hashem and people. Im anoshim esameach, asks the Gemara, we understand that wine gladdens people. When one drinks a little bit of wine, one becomes very happy. Elikim b'mam esameach, where do you find that wine has anything to do with making Hashem happy? Mikan she'enoim rim shira elo al hayayin, it's referring to the shira, which is a simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, and the simcha was done only when the wine was poured. Elo al hayayin. So you see here that the parasha, the second hillel, is to tell us that the parasha of Ravai applies to the one fruit where there's shira. And what is that? Only on the vine. Says the Gemara, Honicha lemandatoni neta Ravai. That opinion who holds that the parasha of Ravai is for all neta, for all saplings, not only for the vine, then the second hillel is not teaching us that the parasha only applies to where there's hillel, to where there's shira. So maybe that second hillel can be used to tell us you have to make a bracha before eating. But elo lemanda oma detoni kerem ravai. But indeed, according to that manda oma who says that ravai applies only to the vine, where does he learn it from? From that second hillel. So now you have no hillels left to teach us that you have to make a bracha. So we're back to the original question. What's the source that you have to make a bracha before you eat? Ma'ikalameima, what are you going to say? And where do we find that there's an argument whether Ravai applies to all saplings or only to the vine? De itmar, the Reb Chiya of Reb Shimon Berebi, Chad Toni Kerem Ravai. One of these Tanoim held that every single time the Mishnayos speak about Ravai, with the halachas of Ravai, it always refers to Kerem Ravai, the vine which has the Kedusha of Ravai. V'chad toni neta Ravai. The other one says that every time the Mishnayos speak about the mitzvah of Ravai, the Kedusha of Ravai, it says neta Ravai. It means any sapling in the fourth year, not only the vine. Another Gemara continues, Ulamanda toni kerem Ravai, even according to the opinion that says that the parasha of Ravai is only applies to the vine, to the grapes, and not to the other fruits, that doesn't necessarily mean that they learn it from the second hillel. We mentioned one way of learning that says that dova haton shira ton chilul, that Ravai applies to the one fruit which accompanies shira, and that's wine. So that's being learned from the word hilul, that hilul, which is shira, that is the fruit where Revai applies to. But there's another way of, another source of learning that the parasha of Revai only applies to Kerem, not from the word Hilulim. And then we would have one of the Hilulim to tell us that you have to make a bracha. So we're trying to limit the question. The problem of where do you know that you make a bracha Rishayna from, and we thought we would learn it out from the Hilulim, we're trying to limit to what extent we can or cannot learn it out from the Hilulim. So the Gemara says, Honicha Iyalif Gzeira Shava, if you learn that the parasha of Revai only applies to Kerem, and the source of that is not the Pasuk of Hilul, it's a Gzeira Shava. Tanya, what's the Gzeira Shava? We learnt in a Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, Nemakan, in the parasha of Revai, it says, Lohoisif Lochem Tvu Osoi. It says regarding the fifth year, it says, Ubashono Achamishis Toichlu Es Pirioi. In the fifth year, I have increased for you the tvuosoi, the produce, which means that what was osa in the fourth year, or what was kodesh in the fourth year, and you were only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, in the fifth year is yours. There's no more kedusha there. And it refers to whatever was osa to tvuah, to produce. And in the parash of Kilayim, it says in the Pasuk, Utvuas Hakerem, produce of the vine. So you see that the vine is called produce. So in the parash of Revai, where it also says Tvuah, it must be talking about the vine. Malahalon Kerem, in the same way as Tvuah, in the parash of Kilayim, is the Kerem, as it says explicitly, Utvuas Hakerem, Afkan, so too in the parash of Revai, it's only Kerem. So, if the source that the parasha of Revai is only on the Kerem is from the Gzeirah Shavah, not from Hilul, Ayatir Lehu Chad Hilul, one of the two Hiluls remain in order to teach us lebracha, that you have to make a bracha when eating. V'i lo yalev Gzeirah Shavah, if you don't learn it from that Gzeirah Shavah, and you learn it, like we said before, from the second Hilul, bracha minale, we're back to our original question, where do you learn you have to make a bracha when eating? Even if you're going to say that you learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah, and you have one Hilul to tell us in the parash of Revai to tell us that you have to make a bracha when eating, Ashkechon la'achrov. The original source of brachas in the Torah is v'ochalto v'savato v'irachto. You eat, you're satisfied, and then you bench. So if all we have is one Hilul, if you have two Hilul's, like we said right at the beginning of the Gemara, one is for Bracha Rishayna, one is for Bracha Achrayna. If you only have one Hilul, it's comfortable to assume that it's the same Bracha, which is Vachalta Vesavato Virachta, which is Bracha Achrayna. Lefon of Minayin, what source are you going to have that you make a Bracha before you eat? We learned Lekatchil at the beginning of the Gemara that there's two Hilulim. We definitely don't have two Hilulim because we saw in the Braisa, and nobody argues with this, that the first Hilul is to tell us that Ochle v'hadar Ochle, that if you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you first have to redeem the Kedusha. So at the most, you only have one Hilul, and we're assuming that would be going on a Brocha Achreina, not on the Brocha Rishayna. So Lefon of Minayin, our Mishnah says, Ketzad Mevorchim, Bracha Rishayna, we still don't have a source for Bracha Rishayna. Says the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. That on its own right wouldn't be shver, wouldn't be a question. De'asya b'kal v'choyme, we can learn a kal v'choyme. Keshehu sovea mevorich, if he makes a bracha, after he's already finished eating, and he's not even hungry anymore, Kashurav, when he's hungry, like Kolshkin, of course you have to make a bracha and praise Hashem that he's given you food. So that would be self-understood with a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, okay, so you learn out bracha rishoyna kal v'chomer from bracha achroyna. Bracha achroyna you're learning from the second Hilul in the parasha of Revai. But the parasha of Revai only applies to Kerem. We know that from the Gzeirah Shavah. Tvuah, tvuah. So, but at the end of the day, the only source you have to make a bracha rishayna and achrayna for fruits is By kerem is a vine. Ashkechon kerem, shar minin minayin. How do you know that anything that's not grapes, you have to make a brocha achreina or brocha rishayna? And that's besides for those explicitly mentioned in the parasha of Ochalta v'savarta v'irachta, which we'll see soon. But all other fruits and vegetables that are not mentioned in the parasha of Ochalta v'savarta v'irachta, so the grapes, for example, we would learn it out from the Hilulim, according to the opinion that says Kerem Ravai, according to the opinion that says Netar Ravai, that the parish of Ravai is all saplings. Okay, so I've got a second Hilul to tell us Brocha Achreina, Brocha Rishoina is a Kal V'chayme, and the parish of Ravai is going on all fruits. Okay, so I know the Brocha Rishoina for all fruits, but according to the Manda Omar, that the parish of Ravai, where Hilulim is written, is only Kerem, then how do I know Brocha Rishoina with all the other fruits? Says the Gemara, Diyalif mi kerem. Maybe you can learn it out from kerem. You can assume, in the same way as kerem, you need to make a bracha with the grapes, so to any other fruits you make a bracha. And the Gemara explains, Ma kerem dovo shenene v'ton bracha, in the same way as grapes. It's you derive benefit from it, and you have to make a bracha. Af kol dovo shenene, Ton Brocha, so too we learn from there that anything that you have hanah from, that you have benefit from, you first make a brocha. Says the Gemara, no, Ikal Mifrach. I can explain to you why that would kerem cannot be a source for all other fruits. Mala kerem shakin chayev ba'oilelois. There's a special mitzvah called oilelois, which is the underdeveloped grape clusters that one has to leave them for the aniyim. It's a special mitzvah only in a kerem. So I might have thought, since the kerem, the grapes, the vine, has a special mitzvah, therefore one also has to make a brocha before eating them. But all other fruits, which does not have this mitzvah, maybe you don't need to make a brocha rishayna. Says the Gemara, komo toikhiach. The standing grain, which is where bread comes from, that will be our proof that it's nothing to do with oilelois, that's the cause for making a brocha. Why? Because, and where do we see by komo, by tvua, by wheat and barley, that you have to make a bracha? There it's explicit, vochalto v'savato v'irachto. So the Gemara says, in the same way as vochalto v'savato v'irachto, which is talking about the standing grain, which we make bread from, and you have to make a bracha, and there's no mitzvah of oilelois, so you see that it's not oilelois that makes the chiyuv of making a bracha. Therefore, we can go back to kerem and learn from kerem that you have to make a bracha on all fruits without assuming that kerem is different because of mitzvahs oilelois. Says the Gemara, malu komo. Komo has its own unique reason that you have to make a bracha. Shekein chayev es bechala. There's a mitzvah of chala. Take a little bit of the dough and give it to the koyanim. Then that's unique to the grains, to the standing grain, to the wheat, to the barley, to the bread. So it could be that the reason that v'chalto v'savato v'irachto is only with bread, because bread is unique, it has the mitzvah of challah. But you can't learn from there to all other fruits. Says the Gemara, kerem yichyach, from the fact that we learn from Hilul by kerem, kerem does not have the mitzvah of challah, and nonetheless you make a bracha. So you see that challah is not the source to make a bracha. Chozar adin, so this argument, it goes backwards and forwards. Loi re'izeh k're'izeh, the nature of kerem is not like tvor. V'loi re'izeh k're'izeh, and the tvor is not like kerem. Hatzada shover shebohem, the common characteristic between the two of them, kerem and the lechem, is dovo shenene v'taon brocha, that you have benefit from what you're eating, you have to first make a brocha. So we should be able to learn from there, af kol dovo shenene taon brocha. Between the two of them, we can learn that anything you eat, you have to make a brocha first. Says the Gemara, no, ma latzada shove shebohen, there's something in common between the komo and the kerem, which is reason that the both of them, you have to make a brocha. And therefore we cannot learn from them to all the other fruits. Shekein yesh b'itzad mizbeach. The komo, the flour, is used for korban mincha, the flour offerings, and the kerem, the wine, is used to pour on the mizbeach. So because they both belong to the mizbeach, maybe that's why you have to make a brocha before eating them. So therefore, anything else that's not got a tzad mizbeach, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. And the Gemara says, if this would be the truth, and this would be the final ruling and understanding, v'osi nami zayis is beit tzad mizbeach. The only other thing you could learn from Komo and Kerem together, that you have to make a bracha, would be a zayis, would be the olives, because the oil squeezed out of olives is also used for the menachos. So before eating an olive, you would have to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, v'zayis mitzad mizbeach osi, is the source that you have to make a bracha by zayis from the fact that it's a tzad mizbeach and it's got that in common with the kerem and the komo. V'obehed yachsiv be, when it comes to the, it's a refresh in the pasuk that the zayis, the olive, is called kerem, so it's included in the kerem in Ravai. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayivar agodish, he burned the pile of produce, v'ad koma, until the standing grain, v'ad kerem zayis, until the kerem of the olives. So you see, it's called, the olives are called kerem, so you could learn it out from the hilulim, from the parasha of Ravai. Omer of Papa, no. Kerem zayis ikri. The concept of kerem zayis, it's a kerem of the olives, they're called that way. Kerem stam, but stam kerem, which is what we're talking here about in the parasha of Ravai, lo ikri. The olives are never included in kerem when it's not kerem zayis. Mikol mokim, kashya mala tzada shova shabohen. We're back to our original question, leaving zayis apart, that the tzad ha-shoveh, the common characteristic between komo and kerem, is sheken yesh v'em tzad mizbeach, and therefore you cannot learn any other fruits from them. So how do you know that any other fruits you have to make a brocha? We're back to the original question of the Gemara, minohan emili. Elo d'yalif lo mishivas haminim. We learn all other fruits from shivas haminim, the seven species unique to Eretz Yisrael. And there it says it in the close proximity of the pasuk of v'ochalta v'savarta v'irachta. So the same. So you learn from the shivas haminim ma shivas haminim dovo shenene v'ton brocha. Just like the shivas haminim, when you have hanor from it, you derive benefit and pleasure from it, you have to make a brocha. Af kol dovo shenene ton brocha. Anything that you have pleasure from, you have to make a brocha. Says the Gemara, no. Mala shiva saminim shekein chayovim bebikurim. Shiva saminim have a unique mitzvah attached to it called bikurim, that the first fruit of the first growth of the shiva saminim have to be brought to Yerushalayim. So maybe only the shiva saminim who have the mitzvah of bikurim, one has to make a brocha. Other fruits that do not have bikurim, maybe you don't need to make a brocha. V'oid, and besides for that, hotinach la'acharov, from the v'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto, we only know that you make a brocha after savoto, after you're satisfied, but you don't know that you have to make a brocha rishayna. Lefon of minayin, how do you know you make a brocha rishayna? Holoi kashya, like we said before, that question is not a question. Why? Da'asi b'kal v'chayme, we can make a kal v'chayme. Kashur sevea mevorich, if he has to make a brocha after he's satisfied, kashurov le'kolshkin, when he's still hungry and he's got food in front of him, of course he has to thank Hashem for it. Now the Gemara continues. Ulamanda toni neta ravai, and even according to the Manda Oma, who says that ravai belongs to all saplings, and therefore the second hilulim is available to learn that you make a bracha. Hotinach kol dovo netia. So you only know from there that anything that's netia, that's subject to plantation, is included in this hilul, and one has to make a bracha. Delav baronetia, what happens to anything that's not subject to plantation? Could go in bosor, meat, beitzim, eggs, v'dogim, and fish. Minole, how do you know you have to make a brocha there? Elo, the Gemara says, bottom line, you want to know the source that you have to make a brocha. Rishayna, svara. It's logic and reason to make a brocha. Svara hu, that osalei la'odom sheyene min ha'olam hazeh, logic dictates, and it's reasonable to assume that it should be prohibited to have, forbidden to have any pleasure from this world, b'loi brocha, without making a brocha. And Rashi says it's a svara de kiven de nene, since you have pleasure, tzorich lahoidois, lemisha borom, you should praise to the one that created the pleasures. The Rashba and the Rosh both say that from the Svara the Gemara just mentioned, we learn also Bracha Rishayna and also Bracha Achrayna. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. It is forbidden to have any pleasure from this world without making a bracha. Somebody who does have pleasure from this world without making a bracha, mo'el. It's as if he's transgressed the Issa of Me'ila. The Issa of Me'ila is having any pleasure from something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. Any unauthorized pleasure from belongings that belong to Hashem or to Hekdesh is Me'ila. Maita Kante. So what remedy? Somebody who had Anoa from Olam Hazeh, what can he do now? He doesn't want to stay with the Me'ila. Yelech Eitzel Chacham, he should go to a Chacham. Asks the Gemara, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, my Ovidlei, what's the Chacham going to do for you? Ha Ovidlei Yisura, you ate something that didn't belong to you. You are Oivon Me'ila. What's the Chacham going to help you? Elo Amar Rava. Rava says the best remedy is before you eat, make sure that you learn the halachas from a Chacham of the brachas, and make sure you make the right brachas for the right fruits. Yelech Eitzel Chacham Iikara, you should go initially to the Chacham. V'ilamdenu brachas, he'll teach you halachas brachas. Kedei shelo yovei lidei Me'ila, in order that you should not come to transgress Me'ila. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel. Kol hanene min ha'ilam hazeh b'lo yibrocha, somebody who derives benefit and pleasure from this world without making a bracha, ki'ilu nene mikotchei shemaim, it's as if he's having pleasure and unauthorized use from hektish. Shenemer, as it says, l'Hashem ha'oretz umloyo, the entire world, the world and everything in it, belongs to Hashem. You can't just take it without permission. You make a bracha. You have permission to use it. You don't make a bracha. It's not yours. You're nene mikotchei shemaim. Continues the Gemara. Reb Levi asked an apparent contradiction between two psukim. In one pasuk it says, "Ksiv l'Hashem ha'oretz umeloyo," the world and everything in it belongs to Hashem. Uchsiv, in a different pasuk it says, "Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem," the heavens are for Hashem. V'ha'oretz nosan livnei adam, and the land was given to mankind. So you see that the land is for us. It's not Hashem's, it's not L'Hashem Ha'oretz Umloyo. If it's for us, we can use it how we want. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan Koidem Bracha. Before you make a bracha, L'Hashem Ha'oretz Umloyo. It belongs exclusively to Hashem. After you make a bracha, Kan Achar Bracha. After you make a bracha, Hashem gives you permission to use it. Now it's Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. Continues the Gemara. Omer Chanina Bar Papa. Kol anene min ha'ilam hazeh b'lo yibrocha, anyone who derives benefit from this world without a bracha, ki'ilu goizel l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's robbing the bracha from Hashem. Hashem deserves your bracha. You're robbing it from him if you eat without a bracha. U'kneses Yisrael, you're also robbing from Klal Yisrael. Because if you don't make brachas and others don't make brachas, then the fruits will be punished and there'll be less fruits and less quality fruits, and it will all be because you're not making brachas. So you're directly or indirectly robbing Klal Yisrael. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Goizel Oviv V'imoy, somebody who steals from his father and mother, V'oimer Ein Pesha, and he says he hasn't committed a crime, Chover Hu Le'ish Mashchas, he's a companion to a destructive person. That's a pasuk in Mishli, and the Gemara is going to discuss it now. What does it mean? Ve'in Oviv, when it says Goizil Oviv, you're robbing your father, who's Oviv? Ein Oviv Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem. Shenemer, as we see in another pasuk, Haloi Hu Avicha, is Hashem, is he not your father, Koinecha, your master? So you see that Hashem is called a father. Ve'in Imoy, who's Imoy? Elo Knesset Yisrael. It's referring to Klal Yisrael, the united body called Klal Yisrael, that is called Imoy, your mother. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Shema b'ni, hey my son, Musar Ovicha, the discipline from your father, Ve'al titoish, and do not forsake, Toiras Imecha, the instructions from your mother. What's this Torah? It's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. It was given to Klal Yisrael, and it's referred to Imecha, your mother. So you see that the Toiras Imecha, that Knesset Yisrael is called imoy. So when it says goizel aviv v'imoy, it means you're stealing, you're robbing from Hashem and from Knesset Yisrael. My chover hu le'ish mashchis. What does it mean? You're a companion to a destructive person. Omer of Chanina bar Papa, chover hu, you considered a companion to Yerovam ben Nevot, shehishchis es Yisrael avim shebashemayim. Yerovam ben Nevot is infamously known as somebody who not only did Averis himself, but he caused other people to do Averis. And Rashi says here that because you do Averis, because you're not going to make a bracha, other people will be lax in brachas. So you're indirectly causing other people not to make brachas. So you're choiti or machdias or abim. And that belongs in the bracket of Yerovam ben Nevot. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chanina bar Papa Romi. He asked an apparent contradiction in Psukim. Ksivit says, V'lokachti degoni, Hashem says, should I take my grain be'itoi in its time as a punishment? So Hashem is referring to the grain as my grain, dugonite, mine. Uchsiv in another pasuk it says, Va'osafta in Shema, Va'osafta dugonecha, that you will collect your grain. So you see, the grain is ours, we're collecting our grain. Well, whose grain is it? Is it Hashem's? Is it ours? Says the Gemara Loikashia. Kan, when is it called dugonecha, your grain? Bizman Shishol, Oisin Ritzoini Shel Mokim. When you're doing what Hashem wants, and this includes making brachas before, then it's your grain, like we see in the Shema. That if you, the Shema says, "Vayim Shamaya," if you're going to listen to Hashem and do the mitzvahs, then it's going to be your grain, and you can collect it and take it home. V'kan bizman she'ein Yisrael eisin ritzoni shel mokim. If you don't do Hashem's rotzen, Hashem's will, then it's dagoni, it's Hashem's dagon, and Hashem will take it away. Chas v'shalom. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonon, v'osafto dagonecha. It says in the pasuk, "Va'osafta dugonecha," and the whole pasuk goes like this: "V'nosati mitar artzechem beitoy, I will give the rain in your land at the right time. Yoyre umalkoish, va'osafta, and you will collect dugoncha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha." So the question is, why do I need the word "va'osafta"? It should just say, "V'nosati mitar artzechem beitoy, Yoyre umalkoish, dugonecha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha." Why do we have to add that you're going to go and collect it? There'll be tvoa in the field, there'll be fruits, there'll be produce, I'll collect it. Ma Talmud Loma, what's it coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, is coming to teach us like this. Lefi Shenema, it says in another posuk, Loi yomush sefer ha-toira hazeh mipicha. Divrei Torah should not depart from your mouth ever. Yochil dvorim kiksovon, I might have thought that we can understand this in its rich, literal sense, that we have to be busy learning at every single moment. Talmud Leima v'osafto dugonecha. No, you can go into the fields and collect the tvoa. Hanig bohen minek derech eretz. You should learn Torah, but you should the way you deal with Torah should be together with the way of the world. You have to make parnosa, so make sure that you make parnosa, and you have time to learn. That's what the Vosafto Dugonecha is teaching us. It's actually allowing us to go and make Paranosa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai said something very different. He asked, "Efshar Odom Chayrish B'Shas Charisha, is it possible that a person should plow in the time of plowing? V'Zoyrea B'Shazria, and he sows at the time of sowing. V'Koytzer B'Shas Katsira, he harvests at the time of harvesting. V'Dosh B'shas Disha, and he thrashes in the time of thrashing. V'zoyre b'shas haruach, and he winnows in the time when there's wind. Torah mateolea, when exactly is he going to learn Torah? Elo, so how are we going to answer the contradiction? Are we learning? Are we working? It's not possible to have an absolute connection to Torah if you have to be in the field all year round. Elo bizman she'Yisrael oisin ritzoni shel mokim, if Klal Yisrael are being on the highest possible level, their work is done via others. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "V'imdu zorim, arise, strangers, ura'u tzoinchem, and shepherd the flocks." Others are going to do it for us. V'goymer, and then we'll be able to sit and learn Torah, and then we'll be able to do the v'la yomush seifa Torah zemupicha. B'zman she'ein Yisrael oisin etzoinu shel mokim. But when Klal Yisrael are not on the highest possible level, Melachton Nas is Alidei Atzmon, then they have to do their work on their own. Shenemar, as it says, Vosavtodu gonecho, you have to go to the field. And here all the Rishonim ask that just a few lines earlier we said that when we don't do Ratzon Yishel Mokim, it's Bechral not ours, it's Dagoni, it's Hashem's. And Vosavtodu gonecho, it's only our Dagon when we are doing Ratzon Yishel Mokim. And now you're saying that if you have to go and collect it in the field, it's not doing Ratzon Yishel Mokim. So there's obviously different levels of closeness to Hashem. So, if you're not deserving, then you'll have to go out into your field and collect. Not only that, if the situation gets even worse, then not only will you have to be doing your own work, you'll also have to be doing work for others. As it says in the Pasuk, you'll be serving your enemies. The Goyimer. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Harbe Osuk Rabbi Shmuel, many did like Rabbi Shmuel, which was Hanig Bohen Minag Derech Eretz. I learned Torah when I could, and I made Parnosa where I could, V'also Biyodom, and they were successful. They were successful in their learning, they were successful in their business. Rab Shimon Ben Yochai, but many did like Rab Shimon Ben Yochai, who they just sat and learnt and didn't do anything else, V'also Biyodom, they were not successful. Omale Rova le Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, Rova said to the Chachomim, B'matusa minaycho, I beg you, B'yoyma Nisan, in the month of Nisan, which is the month where the grain is harvested, U'b'yoyma Tishri, and in the month of Tishri, which is when the grapes and the olives are pressed, Loitis chazu kamoi, I don't want you to appear in front of me. I don't want you to come to the Beis HaMedrash. And that is the 2 months in a year that you should be investing primarily in making parnasa. In order that the whole year, kulashata, in order that the whole year, you should not be preoccupied with your sustenance, with having to make money. And these Gemaras are not contradictions. It all depends on what type of work and what type of madrega and where you are and who you are. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbe Bar Barchono, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Boy, Orei, come and see. Sheloi Kedoros Harishonim, Doros Achronim. The later generations are different to the previous generations. Doros Harishonim, whereas in the previous generations, also Toroson Kva, they made Torah their main occupation. Umelachton Arai, and the work was just merely incidental. Vezu Niskaim Biyodon. Not only did Torah remain in their hands and their Parnosa remained in their hands, they managed with everything. Doros Achreinim, however, in the later generations, She'osu Melachton Kva, they made their work their main occupation, but Toroson Arai and the time they were learning was incidental. Zu v'zu lo niskaimu biyodon. Not only did they not have Torah, they also did not have Parnosa. V'omar Rabbi Barachon Om Rabbi Yechon Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Another quote: Boy or Eish Aleiku Deris Harishonim Deris Achronim. Come and see the difference between our generations, the later generations, from the previous ones. Deris Harishonim, the first generations, Hoyu Machnisin Peirisein Derech Traksimoin Kedei Lechayvon B'Maisa. We know that fruits one has to take Trumas and Maishas under certain conditions. One of the conditions are that Minatayra one has to take Maishas only if the fruits came into the front door, into the regular entrance into your house. So in the previous generations, they were happy to take Maisa. They would intentionally bring the fruits into the Traksimoin, which is the courtyard leading up to the front door of the house, in order that the fruits should be chayv b'maisa, and they will take maisa and give it to whoever is supposed to get the maisa. However, doros achroinim machnisim perusim derech gagois. They find this loophole and they say, "Oh, I don't want to take maisa. So what will I do? I'll bring my fruits in through via the roof." Derech chateros, which others take out these words. Derech chateros. Chateros means the courtyard. So, if it's supposed to be in the Gemara, then these words mean he's bringing it in from the not normal way. He's not bringing it in from the front courtyard into his front door. Derech karfifiyos, or through the storage yards, someplace at the back. It's not the normal way of coming into the house, and bringing the fruits in that way would mean that they are potter from maisus. Kedei lepoitron mina maisa. They were looking for ways to be potter from maisa. The Omer Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai said, Eina tevel mischayev b'maisa. Tevel, which is fruits that that has not been taken trumas and maisers is only chayiv maisa ad sheyiroe pnei abayis, when the fruits see the face of the house. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, biarti, I have removed hakodesh, anything kedusha, the trumas and maisers, min habayis. So literally it means I've removed the kedusha, those trumas and maisers, I've distributed them correctly, and I've removed them all from the house. There's no trumas and maisers left in the house. They would say this twice, once the Sukkot after the third year, and once after the Pesach after the third year, and once the Pesach after the sixth year, and they would say this vidui maisrus. But the Gemara learns from here, biarti akodesh, I removed the kodesh min habayis. What made it kodesh? Min habayis, when it was brought into the front of the house. And that's the source of what Rabbi Yannai says, that one's only mechuyev b'maisrus if the fruit saw the pnei habayis. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan said, it's not only the front of the house, el afilu chotzer, even the courtyards coming into the house, kivas, they establish the tevel as being mechuyev with maisrus. Shenema says in the pasuk, v'ochlu bishorecha v'soveu, if you eat from your courtyards, from the gates leading into the courtyards of Saveyu, and you'll be satisfied. So we see from those psukim that one is mechuyev in maisrus even when the fruits have entered the courtyards. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that all fruits of the tree, we say boire pri o'etz, besides chutz min hayayin, that we say boire pri hagofen. Let's discuss why. Says the Gemara, mai shno yayin, why should wine be different from all other fruits? And we're going to have a few suggestions. It's changed for the better. It was a grape. Now it's been upgraded to wine. Ishtani lebrocha, and that's why it gets an upgraded brocha. If the only reason that makes yayin, wine, deserving of a special brocha is the fact that it's been upgraded, it's been changed for the better, well, oil used to be olives, it was squeezed and is now oil, it's also been changed for the better. And we take it for granted, we know that there's no special brocha for oil. Da'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yechanan, shemen zayis mevarchen alav boir pri ha'etz. The truth is, the Mefarshim ask that really it could have brought a source for this on the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says that al peiro se'ilanu oimer boir pri ha'etz, chutz min hayayin. That includes the oil that comes from olives. But either way, for whatever reason, the Gemara brings this from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Both Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan said that the bracha for Shemen Zayis is Ha'etz. Omri Hosom Mishum Deloy Efsha. They say, no, the truth is that the reason that wine has its own bracha is because it's changed for the better. And the truth is that Shemen should also have been given another bracha because it's changed for the better. But we have a problem. We don't have a text that's suitable. Why? Heichen Nevorich, what text are you going to say? Nevorich boire pri hazais? Are you going to say that you make a bracha to Hashem for creating the fruits of the olive? Peira gufa zais ikra. The olive itself is the fruit. What are you going to say? Boire pri zais? The fruits of the olive? The olive is the fruit. Nevorich aleo boire pri eitz zais? Are you going to say that we're making a bracha for creating the fruits of an olive tree, so you can make such a bracha? So the Gemara says, okay, so if we can make such a bracha, why don't we make such a bracha? Why is it different to wine? So it must be that the reason that you make the extra bracha for wine is not because it's changed for the better, because otherwise we would find a way of making the bracha for the shemen. So it must be there's something else about wine that doesn't apply to shemen, which makes it deserving of having its own bracha. Ela Omar Mar Zutra, this is the second explanation. Chamra regarding wine, zayin, it sustains a person. Moshcha, however, oil, lo zayin, it does not sustain. Moshcha lo zayin, oil does not sustain. Votnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? Hanoider min amozin. If somebody makes a vow, makes a neder to abstain from anything that sustains, mutar b'mayim u b'melach, he's only allowed to have benefit from water and salt that they clearly don't sustain, and everything else besides for water and salt is also because they sustain. V'havinon bo, we learn from there, mayim u'melach hu d'lo ikra mozein, only water and salt are not called things that sustain, ha'kol mili, everything else, ikra mozein, it's called mozein, and therefore if somebody makes a neder from mozein, something that sustains, it includes oil. So wine is changed for the better and sustains, and oil is changed for the better and sustains, why don't you make a special bracha? Name to have a tyufta derav Shmuel. Well, is this what we just learned now, this Mishnah of Anoidir min Amozin, is that actually a question that refutes Rav and Shmuel? De Omri, they both said, Ein mevorchin boire mine mezoinis, the special bracha of boire mine mezoinis, the different species that satisfy, that sustain, and you only make that elo b'chamisha minim bilvad, only on the five chameshes mine dogon, that we know what they are. Everything else is not called mine mezoinos. They're not called species that sustain. Well, we just saw in the Mishnah that everything besides for water and salt is called mozoin. They sustain. And in order to answer the question against Rav Shmuel from the Mishnah of Noider min hamozoin, v'omer Rav Huna, bo'imir kol hazon olai. Rav Huna says, and Rashi and Irvin Daf Lamud Amud Aleph explains this a little bit more, and the Achreinim here bring it. They say there's a difference between kol hazon, anything that offers some form of sustenance, and something which is called mozoin. Something which is called mozoin is much more substantial. Mozoin is only something that also is soyed. It also satisfies the heart and doesn't just give some sort of sustenance to the body. So when the Mishnah says Hanoider min hamozoin, says Rav Huna, that Mishnah is not when he said that I vow to abstain from anything called mozoin. No, it's when he says kol hazon, I'm abstaining from anything called zon, anything that gives some form of sustenance, and that's everything besides for water and salt. But Rav and Shmuel, they're talking about mozoin, where you say boire mine mezoinois. Mozoin is only something that satisfies the heart as well. But either way, Alma, Moshcha Zayin, but at least on some form, at least on zon, on giving some sort of sustenance to the body, even if it doesn't sustain the heart, at least it's similar to wine. That we said before, that wine is Chamra is Zayin, and now we see that Moshcha, which is oil, is also Zayin. It's not Mozoin, but is Zayin. So if so, why don't you make a special bracha on the Shemen? It has the same qualities as wine, that they are both changed for the better, plus they sustain the body on some level. They should both be deserving of a special bracha. Elo says the Gemara, this is the third try to explain the difference. Chamra, wine, soid. Not only is it mezin, is it giving some form of sustenance to the guf? No, it's similar to what we said from Rashi and Erevin, that it's soid. It satisfies also the heart. It does much more than just mezin, and that's unique to wine. Moshcha loisoid, but oil does not satisfy a person. Ask the Gemara v'chamra misoid, is it true that wine actually satisfies a person? V'horova havashosi chamra kol meile yoyme de pischa. Rava was used to, on Erev Pesach, drinking wine. Why? Kehecha de nigrere lelibe, in order that he should whet his appetite. V'nechol matzah tfei, and then he will eat more matzah, he'll eat the matzah with more relish, with more delight. So you see there that wine actually does the opposite. It whets your appetite. It doesn't satisfy you, says the Gemara, tuva gorer. If you drink a lot of wine, then it whets your appetite. Purta, if you just have a little bit of wine, soid, it satisfies you. And that's why when you drink wine, it also is changed for the better, and also it satisfies you, so it's deserving of its own bracha. Oil, with all its advantages and the fact that it's changed for the better, but it does not satisfy you, and therefore it's not deserving of its own bracha. Asks the Gemara, misoid klal, is wine bechlal satisfies a person? V'oksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine gladdens a person's heart. V'lechem levav enosh yisod. And bread, it is soyed, satisfies the heart of a person. So you see that only bread satisfies the heart of the person, but wine gladdens a person, it doesn't satisfy him. Says the Gemara, Nama, bread, huda soid, chamra loy soid, wine doesn't satisfy. So you see here that wine does not satisfy. So why does it get its own bracha? What makes it different to oil? Elo, says the Gemara, chamra isbeitarti. The way you have to read that posuk is that wine has two, soid umasameach, nama misad soid, smucha loy masameach. So you have to read the pasuk like this. Yayin, wine, yisameach levav enosh, it gladdens a person. And lechem levav enosh yisod, but bread only satisfies him and doesn't gladden him. Unlike the wine, which besides for satisfying him, also gladdens him. That's how you have to read this pasuk. And then if so, wine does satisfy a person. So if so, we understand why it has its own bracha. Yehochi, says the Gemara, Nivra chole al sholeish brachos. Once we know that the wine actually satisfies a person, why don't you need to say birchas hamozin v'ochalto v'savoto v'erachto? You should make a proper three brachas birchas hamozin. Says the Gemara, that besides, in order to be chayev on birchas hamozin, it's not enough that it satisfies you. It has to be that you ate a suda. Loi kovi inish sudosayu. A person does not establish a meal on wine. On bread, it satisfies you, and it's common to establish a meal on bread, so then you have to make three brachas. Wine, you don't establish a meal on wine, and therefore you do not make the birchas hamozin. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava, Ikova ilayu sudosei mai. What happens if I decide to establish a meal on wine? Do I need to make three brachas, the birchas hamozin? Amalei, he answered him back, L'kashiyove Elio, when Elio Novi will come, V'yoymar ihavek v'yosa, and he'll tell us whether it makes sense, whether it's the concept of establishing a meal makes sense and makes sense on wine. And then we'll decide if it's possible to establish a meal on wine. Then if you decide to establish your meal on wine, maybe you'll have to make the three brachas. Hashta, but for the time being, where we do not know that a person is able to establish a meal on wine, botlo daito itzel kol odom. The fact that you want to establish a meal on wine, we disregard your desires because it's against what's common practice. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, Omar of Yudom Ashmuel, V'chein Omar of Yitzchok Omar of Yechonon, Shemen Zayis Mvorchin Olav Boyer Pru'eitz. As we saw before, the bracha on oil, olive oil, is ho'eitz. Hey Chadomi, when would you ever make a ha'etz on olive oil? Ile mede koshosile. You're talking about, what do you mean? I put in a cup, I drink it. Azuke mazikle. We know that it harms to drink olive oil. Tanya, we saw in a braisa, hashoise shemen shel truma. If somebody by mistake drank oil belonging to truma, then we know that when somebody has hanor, he derives benefit from truma and he's not a kohen. He has to, and he does it by mistake, he has to pay the keren, he has to pay what it was worth, and he has to add an extra chaymish, a fifth. But if somebody drank shemen shel truma, oil of truma by mistake, mashalim es hakeren, you've got no choice, you have to pay for what you damaged to truma. Ve'ene mashalim es hakeymish, you do not need to pay the extra fifth. You know why? Because you didn't drink it. It's nezek, it's causing harm. What you did was you just were mazik it, you just destroyed the shemen. It's not called that you drank it, because drinking it is unhealthy. However, hasoch shemen shel truma, if somebody by mistake anoints himself with the oil of truma, mashalim es hakeren or mashalim es hachemish, he has to pay for what it was worth, and he has to add on the chemish, because anointing is something that's healthy, it's something that's okay. You did it by mistake, you pay the keren and the chemish. So if drinking shemen is not called drinking because it's harmful, then you wouldn't make a bracha boire priyaitz on the shemen either. You don't make a bracha when you drink something that's harmful. Elo de ka'ochile alidei pas. Okay, you don't drink it on its own. You drink it by dipping bread into the oil. Yehocha havile pas ikar. If we do that, then the bread is the primary food. Vahu, and the oil is tofel. It's just like an extension of the bread. Utnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, Zeklal, the rule is, kol shehu ikar v'imoy tfeila, whenever you eat one thing which is the primary food, and with it something which is just annexed to it, mevorech alo ikar upoiter ala tfeila. You make a bracha on the ikar, which would be hamoytzi lechem in haaretz, on the pas, on the bread, and you would not make a bracha independently on the oil. So you wouldn't say boire pira eats on the oil. Elo de kashosi le alidei anigroin. If you drink it by putting it into a nigroin, then you could make the bracha of ha'etz. Da omar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, a nigroin, what's a nigroin? Maya de silka, water of silka. When you cook silka, then the water of the silka, that's called a nigroin. You put the oil into the nigroin and you drink it, then you can make the bracha on ha'etz. And Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel carries on, ansigroin, what's ansigroin? That's maya de kulu shalki, the water when any other vegetables are cooked, that's called ansigroin. And here we're talking about, he puts the oil into anigroin, then he make boira preates. Asks the Gemara, imkein haveli anigroin ikar, here again, the anigroin is the primary food, v'shemen tofel, and the oil is just an extension to the anigroin. Utnan ze aklal kol shu ikar v'imoy tfeila mevarech ala ikar upoiter ala tfeila. You don't make a bracha on something that's just an extension to another food. Says the Gemara, hocha b'mayaskinon. It's talking about where you do not drink it on its own, but nonetheless, it's the primary food you want to drink. We're talking about b'choshesh b'groinoi, somebody who's got a sore throat. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa. Hachoshesh b'groinoi, if somebody has a pain in his throat, loy ya'ar enu b'shemen, he should not bathe his throat with oil. Tchilo, he shouldn't initially do that b'Shabbos on Shabbos, because it looks like he's engaging in medicine, and that's not allowed on Shabbos. Aval noisin shemen harbe, you can take a lot of olive oil, l'toich anigroin, and put it into the anigroin, uboilea, and swallow it, and that way it doesn't look, it's not so clear that what you're doing is for the purpose of medicine, and therefore it's muta on Shabbos. And there, what's the ikka? The ikka is the shemen. So what brach will you make? Boire preates. Says the Gemara, if that's what it means, that he's using the shemen as the ikar, and the anigroin is just the tofel, so it shouldn't be harmful, then what was the chiddush? What were you trying to teach us by telling us that shemen zayis mevarchin alav boir preitz? Of course it's mevarchin boir preitz. What's the chiddush? Mao de teimai might have thought, kiven de l'refua komachavan, since his intention was for medicine, loy livrei cholei klal, it's not called eating or drinking, it's called engaging in medicine, and there's no bracha whatsoever. Komash Melon, says the Gemara, that's the chiddush, kiven de isle hano, since he has pleasure from drinking this olive oil, hano minei, boi v'ruchei, he has to make a bracha. And in Mitzvah Shem, in our next year, we're going to carry on from here.